Today is a very special day. As I shared in the beginning of our worship service, we have one of our ministry partners here. Boy, we've had an established relationship with Benton County CEF for quite a few years, and it's always important to really deepen the partnerships that we're in, not just to think that they're going to exist forever, but we really want to really have our voice and our hearts with Benton County CEF. We're going to invite forward Robin, come on up, and we want to hear more about what's happening and how we can deepen that partnership. Yep, thanks for coming.
I'm Robin. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm really glad I was able to come and be with you. And I just wanted to share a little bit of history about Child Evangelism Fellowship. And to start, there's a quote from Charles Spurgeon that says, "A child of five, if properly instructed, can as truly believe and be regenerated as an adult." Jesse Irvin Overholtzer, who is the founder of Child Evangelism Fellowship, he read this quote from a sermon that Charles Spurgeon wrote, and he didn't believe it. He's like, that can't be true. But after experimenting for himself with some kids, he found out it can be true. Kids really, truly can be saved. And at the age of 60, he started the ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship, which has grown to be one of the largest evangelistic outreach to kids. And it's amazing to be a part of. And the main ministries that we serve with in Benton County are through Good News Club, which serves during the school year to schools, and then 5-Day Club and our day camp, Camp Good News, during the summer. And so right now, Good News Club is taking place, and we have 9 Good News Clubs that are happening throughout Benton County. For the different schools that are here. And there are around, I think, over now 100 kids that are involved in these Good News Clubs each week. And they get to come, they get to have yummy snacks, they get to play games. But of course, they get a Bible lesson, they get to learn a verse that they can come back and they can memorize. They get to sing songs that are dynamic and also are really meaningful for them that they can carry with them. And every time they go to a club, they're also given the opportunity to believe in Jesus and to trust in Him. And God, He continues to amaze me and also the team that I work with, as we just get to see how many kids come to Him. They choose to believe in Him. Many seeds are planted, and also kids are choosing to follow Him as well. We have one little girl who's been involved for about 2 years, and I recently heard the other week from her mom that she's been sharing with everyone. Now, if you guys know kids, when they get excited about something, they have no filter. They want to share about it. And so she's been asking people in stores and other places, like, do you believe in Jesus? Do you know Jesus? And one person that she's been asking is her uncle as well, and has been asking him, do you know Jesus? And they've been praying for this uncle for a really long time. And every time he was like, no, I don't want to know him. But recently, about a month ago, she asked him again, do you know Jesus? And this time he looked at her mom and he looked at little girl and he said, I want to know him. I want to know who he is. And right there, they were able to tell him about Jesus, and he made the decision for himself to trust in Jesus. And that's just through a little girl, through a little child. And so it's amazing how God's bringing these kids to follow him. And then that's because of our supporters, too, and the people who support to bring the gospel to the kids. And that includes you guys in your church. That includes those who faithfully pray for the kids and for our teams, those who provide snacks for us, those who are part of teaching the kids, those who just come and love on the kids and ask them, hey, how's your day going, and are a light to them. And also, those who invite kids and people to come and be in part also. We can pass out flyers, we can hang up posters, but it's really through people inviting as well and telling people about our programs and how kids can be released from school to come to Good News Club and come to hear about Jesus. That's amazing that they can have that during the school day. And so one way that your church has wanted to partner with us is through providing snacks. And we are so thankful for that, because kids, when they've come from school, they've had a long day, they're tired. They don't honestly want to listen anymore. But having a yummy snack allows them to listen for a little bit longer, to hear the gospel. And then so they get to listen. And a lot of kids, that's the reason they come in the first place, is they come for that snack. So they come, but then they also get to hear about Jesus as well. So if you guys want to provide snacks, we are so thankful for that. Joyce has put in the fellowship hall, I believe you call it. She has this big board. It's amazing that she came up with. And it has different ideas. We ask that you bring prepackaged snacks because they have a longer shelf life, and so that allows me to get them to my team and then them to get them out to the kids. And of course, you can bring other things besides just what's on that list, but that's just to get you started. Also, today I've put out different brochures and different things that our ministry has been provided with through our headquarters. And so if you want to take a look at those, then you're welcome. If you have somebody in mind already that you want to invite, you can grab those too. But thank you so much for having me today, and I'll turn it over to you.